we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And you know, ladies and gentlemen, on this show, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And apparently all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. James would not approve. And we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host. I've been in the financial services business now for 28 years, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 18 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And, you know, this year, despite everything, I think if we all look at it in a positive way, will be a marvelous, wonderful year when it's all said and done. And all of those of you listening to the show right now in the Houston area, our prayers are with you. We hope you are safe. And we're going to try to have fun during the show and keep it normal. And that way, hopefully, you'll have a sense of normalcy as well. So we're going to talk about Social Security, which is something that we get asked about by our beloved and most valued clients quite often. In fact, almost every time we meet with them, we talk about Social Security. And a question I was asked last week I thought was one that was appropriate for the show, and that is, if I take my Social Security benefits when I'm 62, okay, so in other words, you're taking them early, you're getting the reduced amount, can I switch to my 66-year-old benefit when I turn 66, or alternatively, can I switch over to half of my spouse's if that's higher, okay? So let me answer the first one first. The answer is no. Okay. Once you start taking Social Security at age 62, it's permanent. Okay. It is what it is. Well, it is. So therefore, you cannot switch over to whatever your benefit was going to be when you turn 66. Now, that same thing applies when it comes to taking spousal benefits. So you see, what happens is that you are eligible to take your own benefit or half of your spouse's, whichever is the higher. So if you take Social Security at 62, you lose the ability to switch to half of your spouse's at 66 as well. Now, if you want to take it at 62, you do have the option of getting your own or half of your spouse's reduced. Okay? So let me give you the rules on that. Your spouse needs to be taking their Social Security, and they need to be over the age of 66. So if that's happening, and you're 62, you can take half of theirs, but it's going to get reduced by about 25%. So in other words, let's say that your spouse is 66 and taking their full Social Security and they're getting $1,000 a month. Then most likely you can take half of theirs, which would be $500, but it would then be reduced by another 25%, which would put you at about $350 a month is what you would get. Okay? So you want to look at, is that higher than yours? If it is, that's what you'll take. Okay, but keep in mind that that $350 that you started with will be adjusted for cost of living over time, but that is the permanent value that you're going to get. You'll never be able to switch to something else. So if you take Social Security at 62, just remember, you start with it's permanent. Whatever you've done, you can't change it later. Okay, there is a one-year do-over provision. Okay, so there is that. So if you start at 62 and within the first year you decide that it was a bad idea, you can do what we call a do-over, which means that you give back all the money you got and then you switch over to whatever higher benefit you want to receive. But if the year is passed, what you have is what you have, okay? It becomes a permanent condition. So be careful. Usually with our clients, we do not recommend that you start prior to age 66. But again, it all depends on your individual situation. In some cases, we do. Certainly, if you need the money in almost every case, if that's the situation, then you should take it.
I'm glad we had this talk.
I am too, Tom. Now, Social Security is very complicated. Don't take for granted that, you know, you just take it at 66 and you're done. There are, at last count, 32 different ways that you can take Social Security. Okay, you can take half of your spouse's, your spouse can take theirs, and you wait. There's all these different things. It's dependent on whether, the differences in income between the two of you, different in ages, differences in health. I mean, there's a lot of considerations that you need to take into account before you make your Social Security decision. Because, like I said, once you make it, you're stuck with it forever. So do it right up front, because if you do it incorrectly, it could cost you tens, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to make a mistake like that. So here's what I want you to do. Go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. We have tons of information on there. We have podcasts. We have videos. We have articles about when, how, all about Social Security, Medicare, all those kind of decisions. But more importantly, come in and visit one of our advisors and have them go over with you designing your entire financial plan, which incorporates that Social Security decision. So to do that, once again, you go to our website. It's moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on Meet with an Advisor. It'll ask you to put your info in there, and then what we'll do is we'll call you, we'll schedule time to visit, and you know what? If we can help you, fantastic, and if we can't, we're going to tell you that too, okay? So either way, there is no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
And you know what? Bogey is right. It is absolutely the beginning of a beautiful friendship. All right, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about what could trigger the next market crash. Well, you know what it is? Well, I'll tell you when we come back. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Marafe.